Evening, everyone.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Let's listen to Billy. Hi everyone, this is Under the Moon. You're listening to Joni Ross Astrologer and Pat McHugh. We're going to start the show tonight with a bang. Mars and Pluto opposition during the show, very exciting. So I thought this is a great opportunity for us to talk about your Mars and your Pluto. And this is July 27, 2013. I want to welcome everyone. And you can call in, and we'll put up your horoscope and give you some insights in how this might be applying to your life right now, and a little bit about what you want to know, too. So call in, and we'll speak to you, 213-816-0357. And Before we talk about Mars and Pluto, which is really kind of what's happening today, I wanted to talk just a little bit about the this grand sextile that's going to be happening on Monday. And it's a little complicated because we're having two grand trines and they're lining up in the same degrees. So if you have anywhere from the 6 to 9 degrees, and even a little beyond that, of the water or the earth signs, your chart is being activated by this grand trine. But we're all in a moment where we can see that this energy is flowing. You know, the water element has to do with intuition. It has to do with connecting spiritually. It has to do with the actions that we take to care for others and for ourselves. And the earth element has to do with teaching others how to just deal with life, the reality of life, and how to fix things. So this is a very productive, the female signs, the feminine elements of water and earth. And so on the 29th, the moon will be in Taurus, and it forms a grand trine with Venus in Virgo and Pluto in Capricorn. And then the water grand trine, which we've been having because the planets are a little slower, so it's happening this whole month. We have Jupiter in Cancer, and Mars in Cancer, Neptune in Pisces, and Saturn in Scorpio. So the so everything for the moment will feel like it's working together on this on these levels of what we want to accomplish in terms of our own reality, how we want reality to be, and how we emotionally are responding. So because the energy is flowing, I think it's a very powerful moment for us to really connect in to what our intention is. And then, you know, with all these harmonious aspects, we have like an unbroken circuit. So definitely get online, do your meditation, really write down your strong intention. And just, you know, if you're someone who prays, this is a really strong, compelling moment to really feel that flow of your prayer and where it's really coming from deep in your heart. So we can talk more about this because I know a lot of people have gotten in touch with me that they want to understand this grand sextile in this feminine yin energy. So it's all about nurturing and replenishing our love and to be more grounded. So healing meditation, and enjoying yourself. This is all joy. What could be more about joy than the feminine grand sextile? Okay, so call in and we'll speak to you then. You can also get in touch on the website, JoniRossAstrologer.com. Sign up for the moon messages. Everything is free. Having a consultation isn't, but you can certainly get an idea from these explanations that I'll send you how your zodiacal energy is functioning and what you can do during these moments that these aspects are happening. Okay. So, let's hear from Pat for a moment, everyone. Hi, Pat. How are you?
Hey. I'm fine, Joni, and glad to be here. Always glad to be here.
Me too.
I just wanted to remind everybody that if they want a complimentary copy of their horoscope, that they should contact Joni at JuoniMoonMessage@AOL.com. That's J-U-O-N-I, MoonMessage@AOL.com. You should include your name, date, time of birth, and place of birth so Joni can create your chart. And again, please go visit Joni at her website, JoniRossAstrology.com. Joni has a very exciting program that she's calling the Pay It Forward program that you can look for on her website soon. And in addition, you can see the range of services that Joni offers. If you have gotten your complimentary chart done and you want more detail, you can call Joni to make an appointment for your natal chart reading. Your birth chart is basically a map of the moment, the macrocosm, at the moment of your birth, and a comprehensive interpretation of your horoscope can validate and explain your life experience, clarify your soul's purpose, and shed light on areas of your life that hold great potential but are lying unfulfilled. Is your birthday approaching? It's a good time then to have your solar return chart done. What's in the sky on your birthday shows a lot about the year ahead. A solar return reading covers one solar year beginning on your birthday and ending on your next birthday. And I know I'm an astrology student, but I have my solar return done every year. I like to think of it as my own new year. Do you want more clarification in a relationship? Astrology is a useful tool for understanding personality dynamics that both attract and irritate in relationships. All types of relationships are worthy of astrological exploration. Intimate love relationships, or relationships between parents and children, or business partners and coworkers. Are you buying a house or starting a business? Getting married? One very useful way to take advantage of astrology is to plan events that have an important impact on our lives. You can call Joni to do an election chart that can show, can minimize problems that might that otherwise might be more pronounced without the support of the chart. To find out more, go to Joni's website, JoniRossAstrologer.com, or you can find Joni on Facebook, Joni Ross Astrologer, or you can call her at 561 330-4040 if you want to schedule an appointment for any of these services. And before I give the show back to Joni, I wanted to thank all of us from Under the Moon. Would like to thank our sponsor, Gwendolyn Holden Barry, owner and master blender of Daughters of Isis, which is her lovely company that uses the blending tools of fragrance and homeopathy to bring your sensuality into alignment with our ancestors and cultural traditions from across the Earth Mother. Thank you, Gwendolyn, for all you do and for being our sponsor.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Thank you, Pat. What a commercial. Okay, so, you know, the other thing I wanted to say about this grand sextile is within the sextile, we're still having oppositions, and the other planets are making their challenge aspects as well. So, you know, if you're not relating to this amazing flowing energy where you can meditate and all of a sudden you really connect yet, you know, just understand that there's a lot going on and that within everything there's a solution, and the solutions come from inside ourselves. So I thought Gwen was coming on. Let me just see. I think she got disconnected. Just one moment. Caller, is this Gwen? Hello?
Hello.
Hi. Okay, I'm going to put you back on hold. I'm going to wait for Gwen. I'm going to come back to you in a second. So 213-816-0357. And there's another friend of mine on the line, Ms. Sherry. Sherry,
hi.
Are you there?
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm here. I'm wonderful. How are you, Jenny?
Great, great. So
great.
We spoke several years ago, didn't we?
Yeah, I think we've known each other for about 15 years now.
Really? Okay, wonderful. Well,
I'm
glad you called in.
I did speak to you back. I think the last time I spoke on the phone to you was back in 2006. And I had, you might remember because I had said to you, you know, because you said that sometimes you come up in New York area from Florida, and I had said to you, well, you know, the next time you're up in New York, let me know, and you can stay with me because I had two extra bedrooms at the time.
Oh, well, thank you for that.
I'm the one that's there. I'm a triple Virgo, sun, Venus, and rising with the Libra moon. And I have the moon in the seventh house with the Jupiter alignment to Mars, and I've been an astrologist for 20 years now, 21, but not as much as you.
Well, you know, I really commend your devotion to your craft and the art and the science of astrology, and thanks for coming on, Sherry. So tell me, let's talk a little bit about your Mars. Did you want us to put your chart up?
Yeah, I think you better.
Okay.
There's a lot going on.
Okay. So give me your birth info again.
Yeah, okay. It's August 25th, Thursday, Virgo, Queen of the Zodiac.
Wait, go a little slow.
Go a little slow. All right. August 23rd.
August 23rd.
Yeah, Thursday, Virgo, 1952.
Okay. At what time?
At 7 a.m. exactly.
Okay.
In New York, New York.
Great. Okay. So, so 0 degree Virgo. So that's the mutable axis. And then Venus. Well, actually, what degree is Venus right now? Are you having a Venus return?
What do you mean by a Venus return?
Well, every year the sun makes a return to the same degree and minute, and so does Venus, so do all the planets. But Venus happens on a regular basis, like the sun. One second.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting for Gwen to come back, too. So anyway, let's talk about Mars for a second. Of course, when you're a Virgo, your planet is Mercury, and you have Mercury in the sign of Leo, which is going to be ruled by the sun. So your sun in Virgo is really fortified by Mercury. And I think the day you were born, it was going stationary direct.
Okay.
So that's an interesting thing. And since
I know I wasn't born in a retrograde, but that's for sure. My Mars is in Scorpio, so I always say don't step on my Virgo toes because my Scorpio is my defense mechanism.
Right. Yeah. And maybe it's all of us, but especially in Scorpio. But when you have your Mercury, Pluto, and the Sun in the house of Neptune. So all of this energy, and this very strong spiritual energy, when channeled with a compassionate purpose, you can really, activate that intuition when needed. Actually, the one thing I could say is, sometimes it's not so easy when you work with clients for you.
Right.
Because it's hard to not take things to heart.
Yes, I do.
So let's go to Mars and to Pluto. So, of course, Pluto, you're in that Pluto and Leo generation, and I feel like we have this mission as the heralders of the new age. Hey, everyone, it's going to be different, Everything's going to change, and we're here to tell you that. So go ahead, wake up. And
what I keep trying to tell my man. I want to work on him next with you. But we don't have his time about, so we have to do it 12 p.m. NATO on him.
I'm just wondering if your phone is buzzing because you're on speaker. Are you on a speakerphone?
Okay. Yeah, I'm on the speaker. Can you hear me clear enough? Because I'm trying to get him to listen because he's a non-believer.
Okay. It's a little bit muffled. It's a little muffled. I don't know how it's going to sound to everyone else. So
Hang on. I told you I have to speak. Hang on.
Okay, so I'm going to start. And anyone that joins in after the show started and wants to listen from the beginning can just listen to the podcast. You can do that anytime if you go to the link or come to my Facebook page and you can look for the link to the show.
I'm off the speaker now.
That's much better.
Okay, good. All right. I'm sorry. Okay. It's just that I was trying to have him listen in because he's a non-believer and we've been together for almost 4 years, and it's made my work extremely difficult because he can't understand why I'm on Facebook 20 hours a day.
Okay. Well, I can understand that. He's got some questions. So you can listen to the podcast. I was saying that when you were changing it. So he can listen, you can listen.
Right.
So let's talk about this first.
Right, we'll do that, but I just want to rest, I want you to rest assured, because he has, as much as I don't have his time of birth, and I did him a natal chart at 12 p.m., it appears hopefully, and it does appear to be true, that he has a Libra moon as I do. So we're hooked there, and he's a Pisces. So
okay,
we're
okay,
hooked
no.
with my opposite.
Wait, Sherry, one second. We're not going to talk about him right now because he's not asking.
Okay.
So I'm going to respect
right.
him for the moment. But let's talk about you because you're
okay.
you're the insight he might need. because we're talking about Mars and Pluto. Right now, Mars and Pluto are going to make an opposition. So Mars has to do with how we express our energy. Sometimes it's the guy in our life. So it's what our taste is. It's what we're drawn to in terms of that. But more than anything, it's how we act and what propels us, what gives us the passion. And since you have Pluto in Leo and Mars in Scorpio, and with an orbium making a square, So I think it is challenging for you to accomplish
right.
your mission. You're going to get that.
Right.
You're going to get that opposition sometimes. You're going to get that dissonance. You're going to have to deal with how do I make a resolution to something that feels a bit stressful. So the fact that you have someone in your life that doesn't really relate to what you do, hey, that can make it really interesting because you do have to take the time to really think about what you want to share that would be relevant and how can you relate. And also, I think you have to be careful in general when someone starts upsetting you because you've got a powerful, powerful, anger that could be maybe a slow start. But, it's hard to let go sometimes when you do
get
upset.
I'm relentless.
But also because sometimes, unfortunately or fortunately, I don't know, we do project that energy that we have within ourselves into the person we choose. They can be the person that refuses to be tolerant, that has to stay in control, da-da-da. So, and I think these things are happening all the time because people see their karma as one specific thing, but actually the karma is the way you're relating to your whole existence. It's just where you're at. And if you want to change it, you have to really do, you really have to connect to the part of yourself that isn't just reacting, but really sees, well, okay, this is how it is, but how can I create some real value with this? So I think because you have this intensity and these deep insights, the challenge is, Virgo, being able to apply it in a way that fixes things. So this is a very interesting chart you have. I know you know
that. Yes, I know. Tell me more.
Well, okay, but
you're
the
one that's very bright, and I'm still a student, even studying after 20 years.
Oh, and I'm not. Of course, we're all studying, but, you know, being Sagittarius rising with Jupiter conjunct Pluto, I do kind of empower my thought process. I don't know how well I do, but, you know, I like doing the show, and I'm not the only one that knows things. So you can say your opinion, too. I don't know more than you. I'm not smarter than you. I'm sure that's not true. So, but what I do want to say is, you know, really honor your own challenge to really find solutions. It's what you need to do. So even with him, and I'm glad that you were, you know, what did you say? Libra and some other sweet sign. What else did you talk? You know, it's like somehow
You know, because we don't have his time of birth, I don't have a 100% proof chart for him, but he does have a Libra moon, and he has, he's February 26th, so he's Pisces sun, and I'm Virgo, sun, Venus, and rising. So,
well, just hearing that already, you know, he likes to be inspired, and he likes when things make sense. In terms of the language, he really does. He really likes the fairness. And, you know, sometimes in order to get fairness, you weigh things back and forth. So healthy cynicism is a very good thing because it gets you to really investigate. Well, what about this really makes sense? And what about this is just what I sense? And I don't really know how to explain it yet, et cetera, et cetera. So this is a great challenge for you, this relationship. I like it.
And,
yeah, so anyway.
It's the best one of my life, and I'm going to be 61 this coming August.
Congratulations. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I'm going to take a couple more callers, and I think I have Gwen back on the line. I really want her to join us. Gwen is our sponsor, and anyway, stay on the show, and
I will. My phone is charged, and if need be, I'll put you on the speaker to put dinner together. And so
I'm going to put you on mute so you can go ahead and bang your pots and pans, and bon appetit. Okay.
All right. I'll be here.
All right,
Dawn.
Take care.
Okay, bye.
Hi. Is this your caller? You're on the air. Hello?
I'm not sure what... talking to me.
Yes, I'm talking to you. I'm so glad you got back. I didn't know if you got knocked off by Skype, but
we actually have a little emergency out in our neighborhood street here. An elderly lady who lives a couple of doors down escapes once in a while. She's got Alzheimer's pretty badly.
Wow.
And she way every now and then. Her husband is pretty elderly too, and he's the only one that looks after her. And you know, that's how it is with folks these days. They can't afford, you know, the rest care home or whatever, or the nursing home. But here's the thing: the police are all out there with the dogs looking for her. So if your audience would be kind enough to say a prayer that she's found unharmed and safe and brought back home, it would be really nice.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I'm quite sure that's exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah,
so
she's escaped before. It's unfortunate, and you always say, oh, dear, you know.
Yeah,
so I went out to see if there was anything I could do because I saw all of these police, and I thank you very much for bringing my mic back on. I did have a question for you, and I know you were addressing it at the beginning of the show when
yeah.
you were talking about, I have a specific question that I haven't hit you with so far. And tomorrow is my little sister's birthday. And I was wondering, does this...
Did you say tomorrow's her birthday?
It is, yeah.
Oh, okay, awesome. Yes, great.
And I was wondering if the Monday's alignment, this huge Star of David alignment, is something that will affect her because of its nearness to her solar return.
Right, right. Okay, so she was born July 28th, in what year?
1959.
Okay.
In Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
And what time do you know?
Mouthiest hour.
What hour?
The mouthiest hour. I don't know.
Okay.
Sorry.
I know some people. My mother was born when the circus was coming to town in 1920. So, you know, that's great. Anyway, before we begin, Gwen, I just want to, I don't know if everyone of our listeners knows who you are, but they certainly should, you know, going out in the middle of a radio show to find an elderly lady who's confused. This is just one of the many, many, many things you do that show how much you are plugged in to the world and how important this world is to you and all the activism work you do and all the spiritual work you do. And you kind of pulled me into this radio show world, and I thank you for it because it's great. But it's only because you want to do this for people, whatever people need to hear or when they need to speak, you're really giving everyone this. How many shows do you have?
Well, we have, that's very kind of you. Thanks, Joni. We have now six shows going now. Six shows.
And how many of them are you on?
Two, the activist part of me does my political activism and reaching out into the community to make it better with, you know, speaking the truth to power, as it were, on the Sunday show, which is at 6 o'clock on Sundays.
Tomorrow.
And Thursday I do my main gig with Nicole Tomasini, which is called The Consciousness Shift, which is about the paradigm shift we're undergoing right now and all of the tools and the people working to, you know, bring a planetary consciousness about, and all of the ability we have to work from a more energetic standard, as it were, in helping to create a better world right now. We're in a lot of trouble out here. We got to do something.
Absolutely. Well, that's why we came.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because we can. And in the meantime, we get to also address the very personal and deep things we need to change in life. So that's one of the reasons I love astrology, because we have our chart, and we, you know, on some level we chose this moment to enter, and that's kind of a cosmic picture of us. And then the planets keep doing their thing, and we are highlighted and tweaked and affected energetically to grow, to change. And then there's the world, and we're all together, and everyone is together. And actually, the universe is a unity of it all. So I love astrology because it sort of goes with what I really believe deeply. And other than that, I'm trying not to have a preconceived idea of what's going to happen, rather to stay focused on what we're trying to create. And I know that's all the work that you're doing, too. Okay. Let me talk about your little sister in a second. You know, yesterday we were talking, just you and I happened to be having one of our, I don't know, long and interesting conversations. And I keep you on the phone sometimes, I know. But your chart's really activated by this star figure type configuration called the Grand Sextile. And there's a lot of energy here to really uplift ourselves from especially the way we've been reacting, and we can really make this shift right now because it really is a bit of a liftoff, you know. It's sort of like when you see someone in the hospital struggling to get well and just they've been ignored and they're just agitated and one fabulous nurse comes in and props a pillow under their feet and one under their head and tucks them and they look up and they know they're going to be okay. Well, I feel like that's what this kind of energy can be for all of us right now. So now your little sister, you know, to do a solar return, you really do need the time of birth. But we can talk about the major transition.
If we can keep talking for a moment, maybe I can get her time of birth via text here. She's just next door. So.
Okay, but if not, that's fine because she's welcome. You know, you can call me and we'll talk about her another time. But just looking at her birth chart in general, because sometimes when you don't know the time of birth, you don't even know what the moon sign is because the moon moves 12
right.
degrees a day. But at noon, which is the halfway point, it's already at almost 11 degrees. So she has the moon in the sign of Capricorn. So last year, what's been, depending on what time, is when she's going to be getting this conjunction from Pluto. That's a major transit. But Mars is, I think, I'm trying to find the degree. It's somewhere around here. But her Mars is at 4 degrees Taurus. So right away, and we're trying to talk about Mars today, which, you know, I always love this show because we do get this synchronistic thing that happens with people that call, don't we, Pat? It's amazing
yes.
sometimes who calls to really, like, illustrate what we're already talking about. I mean, and it's continuing from one to the next. So what's your little sister's name? I'm sorry.
Deborah.
So Debbie has several planets here in this alignment as well. So she's got her Mars at in 4 degrees Taurus, and then she has Venus in Cancer. So she's already part of the sextile. So this is a great opportunity for her. Venus and Mars, which is one thing about, I know she's a healer, right? Is she an acupuncturist?
An acupuncturist, yes.
Yes, which is an incredibly spiritual, and talk about ancient modality to allow the body to heal itself. And here she has this Venus in Cancer and the Mars in Taurus, and I'm sure she really enjoys her work.
She's very fastidious, and she's just actually graduated in the last couple of years, so she's just beginning to get her sea legs with it.
Great. So her Venus in Cancer is really and she also has Neptune in Scorpio, so she's been having Saturn over her Neptune. So, yeah, she's in it. So I think this is a major year for her to really tap in, especially if you're starting a career and all of that business involved. You know, I'm not worried about her wanting to do that because her moon in Capricorn says, business? Okay, I'm not in a rush. I want to do it right. So that's good. And also, being someone just graduating at the age she is, that's really very impressive that she built up her life in such a manner where she was ready to really start something with the maturity she has and the understanding of people already. This is really great. So I'm sure once she gets going, you'll be hearing how much she really loves her work.
Well, she does a fabulous job already. I mean, she works on me and our son, and she has a couple of clients. And she really does, I mean, she makes a big difference for me. Acupuncture is much like any other holistic healing application or modality, though. You really do, the more you do it, the better it gets.
Yes. I have very dear friends that are acupuncturists, and my friend Sandra Kaplan was on talking about, and the other healing studies that she's gotten involved in, really to stimulate the autonomic system from the brain to the nervous system, how we can send this energy through our body and wake up the congestion and flow it through and get well. And of course, there's herbs involved in all the Oriental healing. That's their medicine. So anyway,
yes,
have her, you know, she can give me a call if she likes too. I can really, when she knows the time, she can just give
okay.
me a call if you like. Okay. So, Gwen, do you want to stay on with us for a while? Are you going out to look for your friend, the older lady? Can you stay on?
I was going to actually go and join the neighbors in trying
okay.
to help find this lady. She's a very old woman, and, well, you know,
mm-hmm.
Being part of the neighborhood is a good idea. If it were my puppy, I'd want people looking.
Yes, yes. Okay, so thank you so much for joining us. And
well, it was a pleasure. Thank you for having me and the wonderful information that you give. And thank you for having such a great show.
Thank you. So everyone can get in touch with Gwen on her daughterofisis.com website, right?
Yes, you can. We create the fragrant memories of our ancestors. You can find us over at daughtersofisis.com.
Great. So, and also everybody can join in tomorrow night if they're activist and ready to talk about what needs to change from the progressive side tomorrow. And you can call no matter what your confusion is. You can call in tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. Is it the same call-in number, right?
Oh, yeah.
Same call-in number. 213-816-0357 and get on the Sunday show. And then Thursday you have your consciousness shift at
yes.
7 o'clock, right? Okay, my dear. So I hope you find her soon because I know you will.
Oh, I thank you. And before I leave, just let me give one little plug because on Monday evening is the premiere of Nicole Tomasini's Spirit Therapy.
Yeah, I'm not going to miss that one. That one looks fun and great.
And she's addressing the spiritual therapy that you can apply to not having the, you know, the job you want or getting the job you want. So I
okay.
think a lot of people can go for that. And Debbie just got back to us saying she was born very early in the morning.
Okay, but have Debbie call me. Okay?
I will. Thank you,
Take
Joan.
Take care, Gwen. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye,
bye,
Pat.
Bye, Gwen. Thank you.
Okay, so that was great having her on. She's a good friend, a good friend. Okay, so let's take the next caller, right, Pat? Do you have something you want
okay.
to say? You good?
No, I just wanted to comment on how lovely it was to listen to Gwen. And
yeah.
really what a great variety of shows she does have.
Yeah, she's not holding back what she wants to do
mm-hmm.
to change the world, and I really admire that in anyone. Okay, so
really lovely energy.
Mm-hmm. Okie doke, and she's very smart. Okay, here we go. Caller, you're on the air. Hi, it's Joni and Pat. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the
Hello?
Air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Hey, Joni. It's Kasira in Dallas.
Kasira. Oh, that's so great, girl.
How are you, Mama?
I know Kasira a long time, too. She's one of the most wild cancers you can know.
Hey. Huh.
Yeah, I think. unless you've retired from being you.
Well, you know, we all get old. We all get older.
Yeah, and better.
So,
give me
I don't
your
know
birthday
if you remember,
again.
But I was born the same afternoon as Princess Diana. However, our trine's a little bit different because she was born, you know, in London at a different... So I'm July 1st, 1961 at 4:08 p.m. Southern.
Is that
she
Texas?
Yeah, Texas. Can't you tell?
Yeah, I know. But I knew you when you were in New York a long time.
I was in New York a long time and lost my accent there for a moment. And then I came back here and now I sound like Dolly Parton, usually when I've had a little too much to drink or I get really tired.
You look like Dolly Parton in the soul scene in some other places. Yes. Yeah.
We love her. Dolly Parton's from Tennessee, but we love her anyway.
Yeah, but yeah. She's got a heart of gold.
We're really a Willie Nelson state down here.
Oh, yeah. So yeah, tell me, Dallas, right?
Dallas, yeah.
Now, are you in Dallas now? Is that where you
are? I am.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, it's so hot you could fry an egg on your patio.
Yeah. But
how's
your air conditioning?
Actually, it's not too bad today. Well, unlike New York, we have central air.
I'm in Florida too. I have central air in it too.
So it could be 110 outside and we're freezing on the inside and we love it.
Right.
You know, the difference between Diana and I, well, there's many differences obviously, but she is a straight up trine. When I've done my chart, I mean, depending on what you're using, my moon and my rising seem to be on a cusp of the two signs. Some people argue the
signs.
Wait
a minute. But July 1st, 1961,
mm-hmm.
at 4:01 a.m.? No, what
4:08.
4:08.
4:08.
Okay, but
moon and rising seem to be on the cusp of the two planets. I mean, the two signs.
That's not what I'm getting.
Okay.
So I have your moon at 19 degrees Aquarius.
Okay.
And
sometimes,
I have your...
Depending on what you're using, it looks like Aquarius or Pisces on the edge. And do you have Scorpio or Sag as the rising?
Maybe you're PM. That's why you're telling me AM. Because if you're Scorpio...
I'm PM.
Mm-hmm. Okay, PM. Okay, that's what I had wrong. Okay, I was trying to get AM out. And maybe I didn't say... Okay, so let me just... fix that. So tell me, are you still singing? What are you doing?
Yes.
And writing
books?
You
know, I'm not singing in discos in New York at 3 in the morning, but I'm singing with a group called the Heart Tones, which is within the Heart Space Spiritual Center here in Dallas. We sing, we sing all-encompassing inspirational music like we did in SGI.
Okay.
It's very much like the music we sing in SGI. And we're planning a show in the fall, fundraising show in the fall. So, yes, I am singing with a group of the band and a couple other people, yeah.
Okay,
so,
don't stop singing.
Thank you.
Singing
and I got to work with my mentor, Gino Vanelli, last summer in his studio in Portland. He's amazing. He's I call him my vocal coach. He's amazing. So I do get to work with him on occasion. So what's on my mind is that this past Mercury retrograde just totally did a number on me. I mean, it was a tough one. I mean,
it
was tough for a lot of people.
Well, it's interesting as well because your Mercury is retrograde natally.
Yeah,
and,
I know.
You know, very often they say, well, if anybody doesn't suffer that much, it's the people with Mercury retrograde. But really, it's not even about that. It's not about suffering or not suffering. It's about trying to... access how to evaluate what you're going through, maybe not accepting that there's a polarity shift you have to honor as much.
Mm-hmm.
And with our schedules and things like this, it's not always so easy. Plus, you know, you're certainly not the only person that was really talking about that Mercury retrograde.
Well, I am pretty much okay during a Mercury retrograde unless it's in my sign. So if it's in the summer... One of my best friends is a Leo, and it just kicks our butts. But if it happens in the summer, it just kicks our butts, you know. But what's really been on my mind is, interestingly, after this retrograde, now we're you know, the grand sextile is forming.
Yeah.
And I wanted to hear your take on it. I know there's a lot of people saying just the formation of planets, you know, forms a Merkaba star, and it's very powerful. But that's not really true in my book. In my book, yes, it forms the shape of a Merkaba around the Earth, but that does just because it's formed doesn't mean it's, quote-unquote, activated. So I was wondering if you could speak on, you know, how we work with something like that spiritually on our own to activate energy in our own lives.
Well, that's amazing. Great, great thoughts on it, and I agree with you. You know, what is it anyway? You know, life, it's this moment, it's this time period, it's, you know, clearly we could say this is a very transitory, challenging time period where things are being revealed. We have to set a new common sense in our society. We're all working on it in different ways. Mm-hmm. And when you're talking about this water element of, you know, it's very hard not to just react to everything mm-hmm. in water too, because when you know, somebody could say something to you, but it kind of opens up everything that ever happened that upset you. And, you know, it's hard not to be reactive. But, you know, especially in your chart, because your moon, you know, you're a Cancer and your Mercury's in Cancer, but your moon is in the sign of Aquarius, and it's in the house of Gemini. And you want to rely on what you understand in a rational form. You really do want to understand it. And I like what you said. Well, this isn't necessarily in my book. And I'm glad you said that, because for one thing, we all experience things from the condition we're in, and we all experience things in our capacity. So whatever's going on, you know, there is no one word for everything. But I do think that this flowing energy has to be activated by our intention. You know, you could have two grand shines in your horoscope, and you love going to the movies and hanging out with your friends, and you're really happy. But you had all this talent, you had all this potential that you could tap into, but where was the motivation? Mm-hmm. So because there's a lot of challenge right now, I hope that people are focusing on love and what they can do to activate their own connection to this mm-hmm. to this powerful emotional hope that's palpable and effective. But it can't just be about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be about a greater mission in terms of the future, or the youth, mm-hmm. or your life, or your family, or, you know, especially family. Because being a Cancer, it's very important. But, you know, in your chart, it says, doesn't take much for you to be part of your family. As soon as you're a friend, you're going to get the mother love from Kassira.
Yeah, the extended family, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you are a communicator. And, you know, and having Mercury in Cancer in the house of Scorpio, being Scorpio rising, it takes mm-hmm. an awful lot of reserve and restraint to manage to communicate what you really want to say. So, and I know you're very, and you know what I'm talking about. When it's done really well, you know, you've let it cook, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so you have a lot of power. You know, you have a lot of power in your understanding. So I'm glad you brought this up for everyone to understand. They need to activate it. You know, you can't be just worried about, you know, I stubbed my toe, and this is late payment, and mm-hmm. somebody got on my nerves, or any of that, or I'm looking for the job, and I still didn't find it. You can't dwell in the circumstance. Mm-hmm. It's really past that. I think the activation of this is the acceptance. There's greatness that we can tap into within ourselves, mm-hmm. and that this is the potential of a human being. This is the humanistic goal, to really live a great life. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know what else to say about that other than I agree with you that it has to be activated. And also, you know, the fact that we're having this grand sextile, two grand trines that are lining up in a similar degree, anybody, like your sun is at 9 degrees Cancer, your Mercury's at 3 degrees Cancer. The midpoint there is just really in the heart of it, and so is the sun. So I'm just saying that, you know, your chart is activated right now by this grand trine. Also, your Neptune at 8 degrees Scorpio. You know, you're already familiar. And then your Chiron, which is the wounded healer, the teacher, the Amazonian independent feminist spirit in the sign of Pisces, making a grand trine in your chart already. Hey, you know, people do need to listen to you. I think the key is to really give
in. That's what I keep saying.
I know. But the key is, you know, they said they wanted the truth, and then they're going to have to get it, and that's the hard thing. How to give it, you know, with a little honey in the spoon.
Mm-hmm.
And to take the time to really know what you want to share, because you're very private in the way you access your truth.
Mm-hmm.
And to share it, you know, people don't necessarily understand. And then, you know, I wanted to talk about Mars and Pluto anyway today, and of course you're a great illustration of the Mars-Pluto principle, because they're conjunct in your chart at the top. So, yeah, I mean, people kind of get the vibe, you know, from a distance almost, you know, that you're going to say what you're going to say, and they better not really disagree that quick. You know, that you've got strong energy, right? And you do, and you do. And like I said, you know, you've got a lot of fabulosity.
Oh, and gracias.
Yes, you do. De nada. So I don't know if I helped to answer your question. Some people are very involved in these sacred moments, and they're following these kinds of things, and it's not really the way I see things. It's not really what I do. You know, I have what I work on in my own practice every day, my spiritual practice, and I'm just dealing with life. I'm not thinking that something is coming to bestow something on all of us. Mm-hmm. I just don't think in those terms, even though I'm not going to say it isn't. I'm very excited for all the hopeful united prayer right now people are doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. Great.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, it was great to talk to you again.
Yeah, me too.
I miss seeing you in person in New York. I loved it when you would come to New York and spend several days and just read everybody. You looked all day long and just read everybody, and that was just really great to see you. So it was really great to talk to you, and I'm so happy about your show.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
And I will be listening going forward. And I love your moon messages. So anybody out there who's not registered, you need to go on and register to get your moon messages from Joni in your email.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right,
okay. Take
Have
care.
Have a great evening.
You too,
Bye.
Darling. Take care. Bye-bye. Okay. Then, okay, Pat. It's, Pat, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You know, it's like one of those dreams where you go out without one of your clothes. I think, okay, maybe Skype knocked me off my own show. I need to know you're there, Pat. So also you're in New York.
No, I'm here.
you were around in those days when I would come up. And
I had my
little breaks for all my favorite foods and then kept reading. Yeah, it was great. It was great. Okay, so I hope to do it again.
I hope you do.
But the radio show is sort of like New York. You know, what I love about New York is you felt like you were in the center. And once you're on the internet, you realize we're all connected. It's a lovely medium to hear just people, just who's really out there trying to communicate. Okay, so I'm going to take the next caller. Hi, you're on the air with Pat and Joni.
Hello.
Hi.
This is Lynice. How are you all?
What is your name? I'm sorry.
Lynice.
Lynice.
Okay. Yes.
Is this the Lynice that I've spoken to before?
Yes.
Yes, you have a kind of a distinct name. I remember it. Okay, so
it's a very pretty name.
Yeah, very
Thank
pretty
you.
Name.
Thank you.
Lynice, give me your birthday again, if you don't mind.
It's July 5th, 1963.
At what time?
9:56 a.m.
Great. And what place?
Memphis.
Now, is that where Dolly is from?
I think it's Nashville that
Darlene's
partner.
Okay.
Yeah, Nashville.
Okay. But isn't that funny? Kassira was just talking about Tennessee.
Oh, really? Okay.
I don't know why so many Southerners call the show, but I just love it. Actually, I'm a Southerner too now because I live in Florida. But you can't really tell. Okay. So, anyway, happy birthday. Belated happy birthday. And we're going to talk about Mars and Pluto today. And you also were born when Mars and Pluto were in the same sign. And you do have the conjunction. And Pluto is in the 12th house, conjunct your ascendant, and Mars is in the first house, conjunct the ascendant. So you have a lot of concentrated Mars-Pluto energy in your chart, in the sign of Virgo, and Pluto in Virgo generation, because Pluto takes a long time to go through a sign. So it's a generational expression of, you know, people that incarnate at the same time. Why did they come? And Pluto in Virgo really is about function and work and fixing things, cleaning it up, getting it, you know, getting it in shape, getting yourself in shape. And, you know, this says you can be a very driven person. Are you the person who's the nurse?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you were on the show when Janice Heller was on, the acupuncturist midwife, right? Yeah. That was great. She told me later it was really wonderful listening to you and your life, and she was very excited to be on an astrology show because she had known you were a nurse. Anyway, how are you doing? How are you doing? You have a question today?
Well, I'm good today. Just trying to be unaffected by my outside environment and stay grounded, know what I know, and retain what I learned. So that's where I'm at now.
Congratulations. It's really good. It's really good work to do, isn't it? It is hard to do it. It is hard to do, you know, just to stop thinking that the reality and how everything functions is what you need to be as much concerned about. No. It's that our internal process affects that whole story. And that we need to really empower our own freedom from the reaction and to really decide what we're going to do about things and how we want to react or respond to the environment.
I had a runner today with my mother, and it was something totally crazy. And I had to ask myself, well, what are you going to do? Are you going to continue to have a good day, or are you going to get caught up in her craziness? And normally I would get caught up in her craziness or, you know, whoever else is crazy that crosses my path. But today I said, no, I'm going to continue to have a good day. And do what I'm doing.
And call Joni and Pat. You're going to call us. So that was great. You know something? You know, with the right now, I guess it's around now. I was looking at it before, but Mars and Pluto are in exact opposition right now. So I think anyone with Mars-Pluto conjunct in your chart, especially in your ascendant, which is your ascendant is how you kind of approach everything. It's kind of your modus operandi. And it also is the place where you can filter. That's their karma, this is my karma. So when you have those very intense planets there, this is a challenge all the time. And maybe you do feel challenged sometimes, but I bet by now you've gotten very strong in being able to do this. And in fact, you just shared how you did it today because your mother really was out there and you just weren't biting the hook. So that's great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, you know,
well,
I think any... That was today. Uh-huh. Yeah. So, you know, kudos to you. That's great. But also, you know, because of the reason I wanted to talk about Mars and Pluto tonight is because I was really feeling it myself. I just was feeling like there was this bottled up, don't waste my time feeling. And there's nothing else really happening that would kind of lead me to that feeling. And I just realized, wow, I'm really feeling Mars and Pluto. Because being Scorpio, Pluto and Mars they share the rulership of that solar energy. And I have Venus and Saturn in those signs too. So, you know, and so I was happy to acknowledge that my energy is being stirred up and not misplace it into getting into something negative. Because I don't have to, right? Neither do you. We do not have to. So, what were you saying?
I'd like to share one more thing. Another beautiful thing happened. I was in the middle of Macy's, and I actually did a channeling with a lady that I ran into in Macy's.
Meaning you connected to something that was of strong intuition? What do you mean you did a channeling? How did that happen?
I was attracted to her. I gave her a compliment, And we got into conversation, and she shared with me that her mother had crossed over earlier this year, and she was telling me how she felt about it. And I was beginning, and I started to tell her that her mother's spirit was there with her, comforting her and communicating with her. And we went on and on, and she was the one who said, she asked me, was I a psychic? I said, well, I am intuitive. And she felt that her mother's spirit was communicating with her through me.
Okay.
She said that out loud, so. And I've been told that I have the gift to channel, and I've actually done it kind of accidentally and not knowing that I was doing it. But she was the one who pointed it out today. Then I thought, yeah, I guess I am doing that now.
Well, so I like the way you describe it as a beautiful experience, because
yeah,
it's something
mm-hmm.
that you can appreciate that happened. Mm-hmm. You know, we can trust what we know, and you know, that's why you said, what do you mean channel? You know, it's like, I think any creativity is channeling something. We, you know, we always are channeling something. You know, in fact, you know, if you think about, you know, how much is available to us in terms of everything we can't see, you know, if we can open up a little. And, you know, obviously you felt you wanted to share something nice about your impression of her, and that drew you to her. So it is a very beautiful experience.
Yes, so. It was. And it really helped me to, you know, move past what had already happened that I told you about. Because there's so much more to enjoy in life other than all the chaos and the drama and the stress and the tension. And, you know, it's like all I've been experiencing, and I've been kind of like really focusing on it, and I'm having to just pull myself away and get into the energy that I prefer to be in.
Absolutely. This is really very encouraging, right, Pat?
It's very encouraging.
You know, Pat and I talk a lot together, and, you know, how to get that attitude is really our goal. I want that. I want
mm-hmm.
some of what you feel right now. And, you know, and I did have it, because here I came on the radio wanting to talk about, you know, I just had the feeling maybe other people were having this experience. And, you know, there's no time like when something manifests to really look at it and understand the nature of it and how it's important for you.
Yeah.
So that you can rechannel in something that really has value, like making someone feel not abandoned by the person who's left, rather loved even more, which is what you were showing her.
She really felt that, and she smiled, and it really gave her some comfort. And, you know, that's what life is all about, and I just want to experience more of that. Like I said, I'm having a great day, and I was able to kind of harness my energies and set boundaries, but I'm not able to do that every day.
Okay, but, you know, you can still understand one thing, that you've got a powerful, powerful, gifted energy, and that it's important that you keep yourself on the level you want to be. So whatever you're doing, you know, to really, you know, connect spiritually to your own life, you know, it's great for you, and it's really great for you, even to manifest the great gifts of your chart, which you have so many. I remember... I remember Janice said something to you, or some suggestion of what other part of nursing you might really love to do. But anyway, thank you for calling, Lanise, and, you know, just keep it going. You know, this is great.
I just got to stay alert.
yeah, just stay who you really are. You know, don't try to fake anything from yourself. You know, if someone's really not acting appropriately, then you can say, I see you're not feeling that great, but I love you, and I'll see you later. There you go.
Right? Okay, well, thank you very much, ladies.
Okay, sure. Okay, so, Pat, we have one more caller that
okay.
I wanted today. If someone doesn't get a chance to come on the show, they are so welcome. Pat, you want to tell them how to get onto the website and hit subscribe? Or...
Absolutely. If you want to subscribe to Joni's Moon Messages, you can go to her website and subscribe to her Moon Messages. You can also, if you've joined the show late, you can also listen to the full broadcast of her Under the Moon show. There's a link there where you can listen to the entire show.
Great. And don't be shy. You can say hi to me on Facebook, too. Be a friend and ask a question. So, when you subscribe to the Moon Messages, I offer whatever the lunation is or whatever the theme planetary energy we're talking about, I offer to give you an explanation of how that is in your horoscope and then where the lunation is also affecting the house or the field of life experience in your life. So, okay, let's take the last caller and thank everyone for being here so far. Gwen, you, Pat, me, Joni. Okay. Hi, you're on the air. This is Joni and Pat. Hello?
Hello?
Caller, hi. Thanks for waiting. There you are.
It's so strange. This is the first time I'm actually calling at a radio show, to be honest. So I have been very drawn to you ever since I joined the Facebook.
Healing. It's Saturday, July 27th, 2013.
Oh, I think you have a podcast going.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
I'm very happy to have you all with us.
Oh, that's interesting. I have to let somebody.
Hello?
I'm sorry. Let me just.
Is everything okay? Person.
Yes, somebody else is listening to something. Okay. So, go ahead. What were you saying? That you've been.
No, that's okay. This is my first time calling in. I just wanted to. I've been very drawn to you, and it's been pretty interesting to see a couple of things that you've been writing in your blogs, and I just kind of wanted to say hello.
Thank you.
And hi. So I'm Gabriella.
Gabriella, beautiful name. Mm.
Thank you. And I've actually been working on my gift. I've had a gift. I'm a light worker. And I've been empathic since I was little, like about seven. Yeah, it's been really tough being Catholic and very conservative family, Italian, Polish, you know. So, but I'm in San Jose, California. And so it's been pretty, you know, there's a lot of that conservative, but very liberal. So it was a little bit easier to get involved in. But
it being
my
a light
question,
worker. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's been great having a lot of people in the reality shows and all that for us to kind of come out of the closet in a sense. It's been a little bit easier. So
good.
People can relate to it a little bit better.
Yes.
But I guess my question is I have, like everyone else, has been feeling a lot with this Mercury. And for me personally, all my money has gone away. Everything that I have put all my efforts in, everything that my husband has put efforts in, I know will always come back to me and to him, but it's been insanely difficult. And I did feel the shift when the 20th started hitting around the 22nd. And ironically, I had no idea. I don't really follow the astrology too much, but it was so interesting because I kept getting spirit, kept telling me, I have my spirit guide, Eric. Eric had told me to tell my husband to not make any decisions, wait until the 22nd. I had no idea why the 22nd came into place. Come to find out around that time is when Mercury is changing over, I guess. And,
It went direct on the 20th.
Okay, that's the word. Okay. So that's kind of, and it was really interesting to read that was something that, even though I'm not doing astrology, I still had that sense on the 22nd that things were going to be changing.
Mm-hmm.
But I never get to read myself. It's a little bit harder.
Sure.
And I kind of wanted to, in the astrology world, I wanted to be read a little bit and kind of have a better understanding of what is for me to cut, like what is going to be coming to me. Not necessarily, you know, what my future holds or anything of that, but just in the sense of what will be happening in my life from here on out with the planets being aligned.
Okay. Well, for one, you know, are we friends on Facebook? We are, right?
Yes, we are.
Okay,
I'm Gabrielle Mason.
So I want to talk to you after the show anyway. So we're gonna talk about things. But let's start with how your chart is relating to what we're talking about now, and see what it's saying there, and then,
okay.
You know, I'm really sorry that you're devoted to such an altruistic experience as helping people receive messages and helping people access truth within their life, and that you're having such a challenge. But sometimes when we're having
Thank
these
you.
Challenges is when we get the bigger spiritual gifts.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, so, and you know,
I agree with
already.
That.
And I'm going to say there's plenty of us that could relate to this story right now in America and all over the world. So tell me, you want to give me your birthday now? So
yeah, it's December 27th. 1980, and I was born, I believe, and I'm not going to be able to give you the exact time. I think it was 7:06 a.m.
Okay.
I know it was around that time, but I can't remember. So I might have to have you.
When were you born? Where were you born? Excuse me.
Oh, I was born in San Jose, California.
Okay. That's northern, right?
Yes, Northern California.
Yeah, beautiful place. Okay.
Yeah, 25 minutes away from the ocean and the redwood trees. You can't really better.
And you have the birthday, and I'm not going to say I love her more than my present dog, but the dog that was definitely my soulmate. No, I love Zeus, but Shadow's born on the 27th. And boy, was she an Aww. A dog. She was an A personality. Oh, my God. So, anyway, she was definitely thinking. Okay, so, first of all, your solar energy is, you know, the sun is conjunct Mercury in your chart. So, already you can see that, you know, the solar energy has to do with how we thrive in general, but it also has to do with what we want to express as an individual here while we're here. And, you know, the fact that finances and your identity is all being very challenged because why, right? Why am I having this experience? Also, this grand sextile that we're talking about right now, you're right in it. You're right in it, conjunct Pluto. And, of course, Pluto has been conjunct these energies in your chart, these very important energies, how you actually abstract from all the possible information to make sense of how you're going to think about it, your Mercury, and the solar energy itself, which is the expression of your whole individuation here. And also, let's include your husband, because the sun and the moon has to do with this relating. And the sun in our chart very much is sometimes literally what's going on with the husband. So, yeah, so Pluto is kind of, you know, I use the word reckoning all the time because I don't mind that word, because when I hear the word reckoning, I perk up, you know, because I feel like I've been a strategist. You know, I've lived the war, you know, in my other existences. And now, you know, it is today, too. Between negativity and delusion and trying to aspire to truth. It's a challenge we have. It's the battle we fight. So, you know, with Pluto there, the problem is you don't really get to be in control for the moment. It just doesn't seem that way.
It's like, you definitely don't.
No.
It's kind of you let things just kind of go the way it's going to go, and that's, I was fighting it. Oh my God, I was fighting it tooth and nail, and then.
But I don't think you have a choice. You have to fight.
No, you don't. And that's the whole thing. I just let it go. I let it go, and I let it happen. And little by little, you just get a little bit of money coming in, and you just manage. You know the universe is going to make everything work, and it's just going to happen. And it seems so much nicer and so much more pleasant when you got to that point where you're just like, ah, okay, I know they're not going to let me, like, completely fall my face to the ground. And
it's not about it's that. Never gonna it's happen. Not about that. But let me say something else. Just the astrological symbolism that's involved here. Because we're talking about the earth and the water elements, which, of course, Capricorn's an earth sign. But then you have the square in your chart from to Saturn and Jupiter. Now, Saturn and Jupiter is involved in this grand sextile. But in the sign of Libra, it's not included in the flow. It's something else. It's really about... not the fight necessarily, but definitely the engaging until there's a resolution. So, you know, and Saturn and Jupiter has to do with the part of our chart that connects us to our culture, the philosophy, the laws, but also just how people live here. And, you know, it is one of those times where we're coming out of a time of complete, you know, what's going on, we're getting, and we're going more into the working it. But, you know, in your chart, you're really understanding what people are going through.
Literally. Yeah.
And this is important. This is important because I think too many people that are gifted the way you are feel so unrelatable to the average person. Well, they have the gift. Well, they know more than I do. All of that kind of stuff that really isn't that good for people to feel. You're a human being. You're trying to do things. And you go through things and you get information. And they can do the same in how they do it. And through these experiences, especially with Pluto challenging your Saturn, your Jupiter, and your Sun, whatever's going to come out of this is you're going to have changed. And, you know, the idea that you really said, I'm using the word fighting, I'm fighting. And, you know, what does a caterpillar do when it's turning into a butterfly? It struggles to make the transformation. That's the struggle itself is the evolution. And the more we can do that struggle internally with confidence and focus, the less it seems to have to be so external. But every once in a while, we just go through it. And when it's Pluto conjunct your Sun, I'm not surprised. But I'm sure now that, you know, I'm sure that it's going to lighten up after this aspect is completed.
And I definitely have noticed a little bit. It's given me a little bit. And being empathic, it really puts up, I mean, I feel it. I feel it all the time. And not only am I empathic, I'm also a medium. So it's really, really tough when, you know, you just have to close yourself off completely in certain moments and in certain times. And you just, I finally have learned how to do that. I was always open. It was like there was a beacon light up on top and everything was just attacking me. So finally you just have to just learn to just kind of work with it. And
here you are out in the open. Sharing your own human experience and the frustration that you even feel.
Well, you know what's very interesting is that the timing of when I accepted my gift, because I went through so much and what you were saying, I have gone through a lot, just like everyone else has. But the people that actually have come to me for help or for assistance or people that I've been drawn to, I have been able to give them tools so that they wouldn't make the mistakes that I made during that time. And that's the most amazing part. Half of the time I don't charge people just because I'm going to them and I don't believe in charging people. People do that sometimes. I don't like that. What I like to do is help people. I've always tried to figure out why anything has ever worked out for me. Being in corporate America, working for, you know, several big corporations, nothing. And I guess it's just the reason is that I'm meant to do something in this life, and that was
well,
to help people. And,
I'm just going to give you I want to give you the best advice for a Capricorn.
I would love it.
It means, well, it wasn't time yet because things that happen, that, you know, if you still feel this is something you want to really challenge and be part of, you can do it now. You know, it can happen. So yeah, I think that sometimes things happen a little later for Capricorns because they really need to develop. And to, you know, for the capacity, you know, for the, you know, even, you know, being a medium, being a light worker, whatever it is, it's part of a healing or helping people, whatever. You know, you have to take responsibility for what you're going to be doing. And I agree with you. If you go over to someone, how can you say, okay, now pay me? No, that's something else. But, you know, I felt the same thing when you came on. That I want you to get in touch with me, and I want to talk to you if I can help you.
That's great.
So,
yeah, I think there's a reason for it. So.
Yeah, so get in touch with me, Gabrielle, and thank you for your courage to share. Yeah. And you can just hear in your voice the lightness and the beauty of you. You know, there's no shame
you.
Here.
Thank
I don't
you.
Hear anything like
mm-hmm.
this. No, it's
thank
right,
you.
Pat? You
that.
Feel it too, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. We're really glad you came on the show. Thank you. So,
well, thank you. So how would I be able to get a hold of you?
Just get in touch with me on Facebook, and we'll work it out.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, thank you so much, and I really appreciate it, and God bless.
Thank you. You too. Okay.
Take care.
Bye-bye. All right. Now, I think we're going to say signing off right now. Let's have a... I want everybody to know, and I think it might be next week, but I'm not sure. I'm going to have the person who is the head of this band, or this is her band, Timbila. Her name is Nora Balaban, also a good friend I know many years. She's going to come on. We're going to listen to some of her music and talk to her about her chart and her connection to this African music. So... if I can find it. And Pat, did you want to say anything? About your grandmother and Billie Holiday. Do you want to just tell us that while I'm looking for the song?
Oh, sure. My grandmother and Billie Holiday were born on the same exact day, on April 7th, 1915, which I've always thought was really interesting.
Yeah, and you know, a great Aries lady, very strong, running the house, right?
Very strong, very fierce.
Yeah,
in a good way.
And Billie Holiday was for sure, and my grandmother Seal, April 9th, and my very dear friend Lily, April 9th. So yeah, I really love the Aries women, and also Betty Carter. So
wow.
Okay, so we're going to listen to Nora. Nora's an Aquarian, but. She's coming up. Look for the show notes about Nora and her band and the music, and it's just wonderful. And this song is called Shanje, and it means my heart is a real thing. So have a great week, everyone.